Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is the fourth Wednesday in Lent in the church calendar. So glad that you're here. My name is Ben. If you have a prayer request, you can always go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. You take up residence. You live and dwell inside. You take up residence. Permanently reside. You fill my days, not as a stranger, acquaintance, but my closest friend. You take up residence, now it's your house I'm living in. No longer servants, no longer slaves, no longer enemies, separated. You're so patient, and all you want is me. And all you need's an invitation. You take up residence. You come in, build a fire. Take up residence, bringing comfort you inspire. In every room, down the hall, up the stairs, you're moving, I'm listening. You take up residence. Get all my resisting. No longer servants. No longer slaves. No longer enemies. Separated. You're so patient. And all you want is me. And all you need's an invitation. Before this was an empty house with locked and bolted doors. But now the locks are broken. Every space is yours. I'm not alone. You're here. I'm home. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
No longer servants, no longer slaves. No longer enemies, separated. You're so patient, and all you want is me. And all you need's an invitation.
Psalms 101 and portions of 109. I will sing of mercy and justice. To you, O Lord, will I sing praises. I will strive to follow a blameless course. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk with sincerity of heart within my house. I will set no worthless thing before my eyes. I hate the doers of evil deeds. They shall not remain with me. A crooked heart shall be far from me. I will not know evil. Those who in secret slander their neighbors, I will destroy. Those who have a haughty look and a proud heart, I cannot abide. My eyes are upon the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. And only those who lead a blameless life shall be my servants. Those who act deceitfully shall not dwell in my house, and those who tell lies shall not continue in my sight. I will soon destroy all the wicked in the land, that I may root out all evildoers from the city of the Lord. Now from Psalm 109, hold not your tongue, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked, for the mouth of the deceitful is opened against me. They speak to me with a lying tongue. They encompass me with hateful words and fight against me without a cause. Despite my love, they accuse me. But as for me, I pray for them. They repay evil for good and hatred for my love. But you, O Lord my God, O deal with me according to your name. For your tender mercy's sake, deliver me. For I am poor and needy. My heart is wounded within me. I have faded away like a shadow when it lengthens. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh is wasted and gaunt. I have become a reproach to them. They see and shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me for your mercy's sake. Let them know that this is your hand, that you, O Lord, have done it. They may curse, but you will bless. Let those who rise up against me be put to shame, and your servant will rejoice. Let my accusers be clothed with disgrace and wrap themselves in their shame as in a cloak. I will give great thanks to the Lord with my mouth. In the midst of the multitude will I praise him, because he stands at the right hand of the needy to save his life from those who would condemn him.
For your tender mercy's sake, oh, deliver me, Lord. For your tender mercy's sake, for your tender mercy's sake, deliver me, Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson today is Mark 8, 11 through 26. The Pharisees came and began to argue with Jesus, asking him for a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly I tell you, no sign will be given to this generation." And he left them, and getting into the boat again, he went across to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to bring any bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Watch out, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod." They said to one another, "It is because we have no bread." And becoming aware of it, Jesus said to them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not perceive or understand? Do you have eyes and fail to see? Do you have ears and fail to hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you collect? And they said to him, 12. And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you collect? And they said to him, 7. And then he said to them, do you not yet understand? They came to Bethsaida. Some people brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had put saliva on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, can you see anything? And the man looked up and said, I can see people, but they look like trees walking. And then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he looked intently, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Then he sent him away to his home, saying, do not even go into the village.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. 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 Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively in this season of Lent, the fourth Wednesday in the season of Lent. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Take a few moments, invite the Holy Spirit to show us how to pray, for whom to pray. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations. Lay it all out. Your Father, he loves you. Tell him.
Sing over us, you rejoice over us with singing, God.
Our families now, our extended families, our immediate families, whatever that means in your life today, lift them up before the Father.
over us. We're singing, I wanna hear your voice. I wanna hear your voice, Father.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, I believe there's a reason that He lays them on your heart, brings them to your mind. Say their names now before His throne.
With singing, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice.
Your enemies now, pray for your enemy. Bless those who curse you. See the goodness of God in that situation.
Rejoice over us with singing. I want to hear you sing. I want to hear you sing.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Father is rejoicing over you with singing. Listen for His voice. Listen for Him singing over you the song your heart longs to hear and the song you long to sing along with. Amen and amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, hosted by me, Ben Ward. Steady Stream is my nonprofit, which I teach, lead worship, and produce morning prayer. Thank you for your support. BenWardMusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.